The days of overcrowded and Spartan student housing may be on the way out. Increasingly, students who grew up in the 90s have higher standards for college accommodation. They want private bathrooms, high-speed cable access, and fitness equipment. Some developers are spending millions of dollars betting that students, or more likely their parents, will pay top dollar for luxurious student housing. Minnesota Public Radio's Kaomi Getz reports.
The University of Minnesota in the Twin Cities was for years largely a commuter school, but as students sought to live closer to their classes, that has changed, and the school's residence halls are now at capacity. In times of recession, college enrollment often rises, and schools across the country are now struggling to provide student housing. Student Anna Benelli says the housing crunch has led to soaring rents.
It's getting really out of control. I've seen apartments for like $900,000. It's getting to be like New York or San Francisco around here.
Some private developers are expanding quickly into the student housing market. Instead of building small basic apartments to accommodate the basic bunk bed and desk, they're offering much more.
Here's the TV, so we got the cable. The kitchen already comes with a refrigerator and the freezer. I added myself a fish tank. The microwave comes included. Washer and dryer. Dishwasher is probably my best friend.
University of Minnesota student Jeff Derby lives at the Grandmark, a multi-story complex with its own crest, a faux marble entrance, and even a concierge desk. There are no bicycles locked to a rack outside the Grandmark. Derby parks his car in a heated garage. He has access to high-speed internet connections, a fitness room, and on-location study lounges. Derby's one-bedroom apartment costs more than $1,000 a month, but he says it's worth it.
I'd rather stay in this nice building because of the security, the key card entry, the quietness, yet you can still find a party or two, or you can have one yourself. Works out better than a place of less quality that you pay less for.
19-year-old U of M student Stephanie Erickson says her parents initially balked at the cost of monthly rent here, but she convinced them that the Grandmark helps their bottom line.
I mean, they're helping me out pay for college, and by doing that, they want their money to go to a good cause and me to get good grades and to study well. And if I'm not studying well at a house that's full of, you know, eight people and that they're always having parties or whatever, then that affects my grades, and they want the best grades that I can get in the shortest amount of time.
A mile from here, a Florida company, Intergroup Realty Trust, is building a 287-unit student complex called Melrose Apartments, featuring an on-site movie theater, tanning beds, and a coffee shop. Company official Bill Mitchum says it's not luxurious, it's just what students expect.
The typical high school graduate today, 87% have never shared a bedroom in their lives, and 82% have never shared a bathroom.
The upscale trend started a decade ago, and now luxury developments are underway at major universities across the country, including Michigan State and the University of Texas. But not everyone thinks upscale student housing is a good idea. University of Georgia Housing Director James Day likens it to a gated community and says the all-inclusiveness of the developments doesn't promote social interaction.
I think there's concern about an exclusionary sort of communities developing. We're here, in our case, to serve the citizens of the state of Georgia, and we want to serve all of them, and we want to promote interaction broadly throughout our population.
Financially, though, luxury student housing developments are a hit, and most are making money. The developers of Grandmark say it's at 97% occupancy, just a year and a half after opening. For NPR News, I'm Kaomi Getz in Minneapolis.